that Taurus is the blacksmith shop of the soul. And underneath all of that beauty and all of that apparent outer harmony and the presentation, and it's not only the beautiful garden, it's the beautiful garden that people feel comfortable being in. But underneath all of that is this smoky, loud, fiery, internal place where you forge your soul. And what I love about Uranus and Taurus is that it taps into that quality, to that idea of what Taurus is. And so on one level, it's like, if you're trying to figure out, like, what would Uranus do to Taurus? Like, that's, you know, what's it going to be like? You turning the Metropolitan Museum of Art into, like, you know, painting all the marble statues with psychedelic paint? I mean, that would be some cool Photoshop work. What is this going to be? Like, how do you combine Uranus and Taurus? Like, what kind of psychedelic is that? Well, it's the kind of psychedelic that takes us beneath the ground and to the place where there is energy moving. And that's the thing that's fueling you and has been fueling you for 2 years, and that has been warming up for time before that, and that is going to give you a place to tap into a kind of geothermal energy inside of yourself to make the changes that you want to make, to make changes, to be comfortable with making changes, to leap if you have to leap into the changes, or to feel like you're being pushed, or to have to rise to the circumstances, rise to the occasion that you're in, whatever form it might take. That's one of the gifts that Uranus is going to give to you. And so when we combine this creative force and this force of nature of Uranus, right, it is pure electricity and inspiration that exists without boundaries and without proper containment of any kind. And we combine that with Saturn on your midheaven, which gives you focus, a sense of authority and discipline. Mind you, in Saturn's best sign is Aquarius, hands down. I think the second best is either Libra or Gemini. Saturn loves to be in an air sign. It gives discipline and precision of speech and the ability to focus thought. And here we've got Saturn in its day sign, in its master sign. And for you, Aquarius is the noon angle in your chart. That's kind of, you know, it's a solar chart we're talking about. So it's relative. It's like an astrological tarot spread. But in the symbol of this tarot spread, you've got Saturn shining like the sun at noon, which gives you discipline and a sense of personal authority where you don't need others to tell you what's right and what's wrong, where you're willing to take that all on yourself, and you are willing to be in harmony with the social realm that you exist in, and to take leadership at the same time you are bursting with the energy of Uranus. Well, that is some interesting tension to work with, and it's a picture of the kind of leadership that you are going to develop and that you are going to acquire. While we're on this subject, I'm going to break for a few minutes and play a little bit of Vision Quest. Let's look at the exact squares of, I have not looked this series up, of Saturn and Uranus. Let's see if there's one or there's more than one. So Saturn in Aquarius, faster moving square. Uranus in Taurus. What I have found is that the discovery degree of Chiron, which is in Taurus, again at 4 degrees of Taurus, is very much a Chiron location. It is a kind of like a standing Chiron. Doesn't move, stays put. And then when things happen there, we get something of the Chiron effect. And what I've also found, and this might be relevant depending on how old you are, is that November 1st, 1977, or the autumn of 77, is a time that is pivotal in many people's lives, and I will often include it on my inventory of Chiron transits when I do people's transits and ask them about the turning points in their lives. And this is a pretty easy way to do some advanced astrology, by which I mean getting an advanced result, is to just look at your Chiron transits. Any astrology student can help you, and there'll be lots of people at Planet Waves who would look up a few of them for you. And so now we have one of these things, which is a new moon in the degree where Chiron was discovered. And so we get a chirotic effect from that. And I don't like to use the word intense in my astrology writing, but it's fair to describe this as an intense event, because Chiron conjunct the moon, or moon conjunct Chiron, depending on what angle you're going from, it is a physically resonant thing. These are the people who walk into the room, and you've got your back turned to them, and you turn around to see who walked into the room. That's moon and Chiron in a conjunction. And the sun and Chiron in a conjunction bestows power in a way that is about taking command of your adult authority. The moon calls for this as well. The moon and the sun are influences that can describe parents and relationship to parents. And with all of this Saturn going on in your chart, one of the things that's vital to do and which will symbolize and be demonstrative of your getting a grip in the frame of your existence, and really feel like you're taking steps and not just slipping on a ramp, is to get this thing of getting external parents out of your life. The external symbols that tend to step in and become authority figures in ways we don't need as adults. We can work peer to peer. We don't need to be working in parent-child form.